Newspapers litter the empty parking lot on the corner of 3rd and East Green Street. The site once housed Nero's Euro's restaurant. You can tell by the signs that still remain on the building. Champaign Environmental Inspector Leslie Mitchell visited the now vacant site last week, pointing out several problems on the lot. She was there to post a final notice on the door before the city would be forced to pay a contractor to clean up the property.
I noticed the tall grass and weeds growing, as you see on the parkway and back of the building, all up by the lamppost. There's a lot of loose litter, a lot of the free newspaper mailings that have been dumped at the property.
The building is one of about 6,000 nuisance property cases Champaign-Urbana and Danville see a year. City inspectors, like Mitchell, often look for problems that can be seen from the street or sidewalk, including unsecured vacant properties and inoperable vehicles. These unsightly issues can have a negative impact on neighborhoods. Though most owners will clean up their properties once notified, the small percentage of those who don't cost the city thousands of dollars in abatement costs a year and can rack up hundreds of dollars in additional fines and fees. Urbana Community Development Director Libby Tyler says property owners have a reason to be concerned.
But the more severe issues that we can be concerned about would be a property that gets to be such a nuisance that it can impact a whole neighborhood and can get people worried about safety and property values and really can potentially change their quality of life.
Steve Gilbert has lived in his neat cottage-style house on Washington Street for about 15 years. While most of the properties along Gilbert's block are well-maintained, there are a few that aren't, including a vacant lot two blocks down that has netted 14 liens for overgrown grass and weeds in the past 2 years from the city of Urbana.
That really doesn't do a lot of good for neighbors. I see raccoons, I see groundhogs, I see possums, I see snakes frequently.
Urbana regularly maintains the property. As of June 22nd, the cost to cut the grass, coupled with city fines and fees, now totals over $13,000 in liens. The estimated value of the property is about $11,000. The out-of-town property owner has yet to pay off any of the liens against the property. Jason Arrowsmith is Urbana's environmental compliance officer. He says the money spent on cleaning up properties is not always recovered from the owner.
When they go to a judge or look for a settlement or they do a sheriff's sale or something like that on a property, taxes, banks get paid before we do, and very rarely do the houses sell more than what was on them, you know, what was owed on them.
City officials aim to work with property owners to get the problems resolved before it gets to the lien process. David Oliver is Champaign's code compliance manager. He says fees charged to those who don't comply may not be enough.
But we don't want to be in the lawn maintenance business in the city. We are recovering our cost that we pay the contractor, and we are applying a $100 administrative fee. But if you look at the number of trips to the property, does the $100 actually cover our cost? Probably not.
Local nuisance ordinances give property owners a set amount of time to remedy a situation, anywhere from 7 to 10 days or more. Still, during the course of one housing case, inspectors pay multiple visits to the property to make sure the blight is gone, either through owner compliance or from the city's own abatement efforts. Regardless, city officials continue to use their limited resources to keep blight down. Danville, like Urbana and Champaign, depends on other departments and groups to share information about blight. John Heckler heads Danville's Public Development Department. He says that the few people who willfully neglect their property have a negative impact on those that don't.
So again, as our resources decline, we've had to look for ways to be more, to be just as effective in providing the services to our citizens, and working with other departments, volunteer neighborhood service coordinator, and working with neighborhood associations has had a very positive impact on there.
Champaign has yet to hear from the owners of the former Nero's Euro site, despite the notices that Inspector Leslie Mitchell issued. As a result, the city paid a contractor to clean up the problems over the weekend. This is another expense Champaign and other local cities carry to improve their community's quality of life. I'm Pam Dempsey, CU Citizen Access.